Oh, this wooden toy set is really, really fun.
It is.
We could pretend it's like real life.
Kids love to play, and play that points to Jesus is a big part of a child's faith journey. Wooden toys from Wicking Vicar do just that, growing the faith through play. Wicking Vicar's Children's Church playset lets little ones delve into the divine service, and the Children's Advent Wreath is a safe way for kids to make the Advent tradition their own. Solid wood and heirloom quality for children ages 3 and up. Order yours today at wickingvicar.com and click on Wooden Toys in the menu bar. This Christmas, gift the children in your life faith-building wooden toys from Wicking Vicar.
Philip ran to the Ethiopian and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" Like the Ethiopian eunuch, there are millions of people around the world who want to understand what the Bible says, but they need someone to guide them. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation translates books like Luther's Small Catechism, which opens Scripture's meaning. To learn how you can help introduce people to the Savior, visit lhfmissions.org.
You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
It's an iron ladle challenge. I'm so excited because it's food day. And this is a super fun one, too.
Yes. Well, with the holiday season coming on, I decided that we should go a little more low-key. And with all the events coming up, it's always nice to have a go-to party mix, snack mix, Chex mix, as it was known.
Let's be honest,
It's a I know. It is. And there are so many variations out there that I thought, hey, this would be a good time to talk about all of the possibilities. And then you can stock up because these recipes always make a ton.
Yeah.
But that's because it's for a time when you're with a crowd and you want to be able to put something out that people can just chow through. It goes faster than you realize.
Oh, so fast.
So, yeah, Chex Mix it is. That's what we are discussing today. I decided to do a poll. I did not try and make this one. Sometimes I will confess that I intentionally try and make them a little provocative when I send a poll through to see what sort of crazy responses we get.
Those are always fun.
They are fun. But there really are so many options of what you can put in these. It's almost an anything goes. If it's crunchy, you can add it.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be almost like the only limitation, if you will, is the crunch factor.
Yeah.
Except for one item added by Alice Smith, and that is love.
I voted for that. I want you to know.
I love
it. I might be the only person that voted for it, but I voted for it enthusiastically.
Yes. All the others are crunchy in some way or another. I would say that the ones that are the sort of winning, the most popular items are going to be things with Chex in their name.
Yeah.
those are definitely, everyone voted for those. Also, M&Ms.
Yeah.
People love an M&M in their Chex Mix.
M&Ms and Chex Mix. Do they do the version with Worcestershire sauce? I don't like Worcestershire sauce and chocolate.
That wasn't listed here. So I assume that must be somehow one of the other variations.
Okay.
But still, it's a party mix.
Right.
So
that just makes them more exciting. Got it.
Yeah. It was still a pop. I mean, maybe people didn't even stop to think about it. Maybe they just saw M&Ms and they're like, I love M&Ms. I'm going to vote for it without thinking about the implications.
It's true.
Wait, of the Worcestershire sauce.
Is Worcestershire sauce a typical ingredient in
Chex?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is not a thing I know. Okay, because I see somebody commented about it, and I and this is
So Chex Mix, any of the Chex ingredients, also pretzels, also hugely popular as a mix-in. The rye chips or bagel chips.
Love a good rye chip.
I have a feeling the thing that's listed here is garlic chips is another one of those. I agree. I like those. I will confess, though, that was a harder ingredient to source, so I did not use those because it was like I had to buy a whole bag of only that item. That I will say, I feel this, that quantities is the real downside to making party mix.
Yeah. Well,
because I couldn't find them in the
ton. You don't need a ton of any one item. And so you end up with, you have to buy a whole lot of stuff that you're only going to use part of or else make a truly massive quantity. Feed your battalion quantity.
It'll keep for 6 months, right?
Well, I tried to find those, you know, bagel chips, rye chips, you know, the chips.
Yeah.
You can't find, I couldn't find them in standard grocery stores unless they were part of another snack mix. And I refused to buy a snack mix so I could pick out the ingredients from that snack mix and add it to my snack mix.
Agreed.
I feel like we should petition some food companies to make this because I also put those in my mix.
Yeah.
All three of us wanted it. There's got to be something going on here.
Indeed.
I'm noticing here that of the Chexes, wheat is less than half as popular as rice or corn.
Right.
I love corn.
Right.
Like some people just leave out the wheat Chex, which would be a shame because it's the most absorbent of all the Chex.
I agree. I personally chose to do the wheat and rice combination for mine to get the light crunch of the rice Chex.
Yeah.
With the nice absorbent like flavor bomb that you get with a wheat Chex.
Interesting.
So you're right. They serve different purposes, but they're all in the Chex family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Goldfish. That was a new idea to me to put in this, but I can see how it would be a great selection.
Yeah.
It's the right size. It fits well. It offers its own flavor profile that isn't too overpowering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to get a flavor blasted goldfish.
Huh?
No, but like just the regular kind. Original goldfish would be really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar to that would be like a Cheez-It, but again, like some sort of cheesy item. But I honestly think the goldfish is the better choice there.
Yeah.
Let's see. A more outlying option, corn nuts.
Hmm.
Those are really crunchy.
You said all it had to be was crunchy.
I did. And so it does fit the bill. The corn nut, the honey roasted sesame sticks, the various sesame sticks. I'll be honest, for some reason, those just have never, none of the sesame sticks have ever done it for me. I've had them in many mix varieties, trail mix varieties.
Yeah.
And I do love sesame. I don't really understand why sesame sticks.
Some of the consistency is always just a little gritty.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't really like them either.
Yeah.
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 It's a weird flavor for me too.
Uh-huh.
Like regular sesame is fine, but there's something with the stick flavor that I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I will also say Angie Smith suggested bugles, and I thought that was inspired.
Yes.
And so I included bugles in my mix because I love bugles. They have their own special shape. They have a nice little crunchy crunch. So I thought that was a great idea to include. And then various nuts, also pepitos.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pepitas?
Pepitas, or as my husband pronounces them, pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, indeed. I've heard it both ways. Those are a nice little crunchy item to include. I don't think I would go with like sunflower seeds. I think those would start to be too small and would just accumulate at the bottom
they'd get lost.
Of the bowl. And so at the end, you're just like, it's all sunflower seeds now.
Be very disappointing.
Maybe some M&Ms mixed in. That could be okay.
Do I just have a bowl of M&Ms on the side?
Yeah, would that would work as well.
Yeah.
Sarah, you were excited about candy corn as a mix in that I feel like falls in the same camp as the M&M of an unexpected mix in for what is often a savory item.
I feel like you'd have to be very careful with your combination, though, because candy corn is a very specific flavor, and I don't think it would meld very well with other savory, like garlic chips and candy corn. No, that would be weird. But like pepitas and bugles and candy corn and maybe some pretzel, like that would probably go to, you'd have to pick your flavors wisely. Well,
and you'd have to mix them in right at the end, too. They couldn't bake in the oven along with you know, the rest of the snack mix.
Wait, is party mix baked? How do I not know any of this?
Oh my goodness, Sarah. I think you're thinking of trail mix.
No, I just always get from a bag.
You know, I got to tell my kids today that I am older than pre-made Chex Mix. That there was a time when if you wanted Chex Mix, your mom had to make it. And so I went and looked it up. Right?
When was pre-made Chex Mix made?
What can you tell us, Rachel?
All right. So the OG Chex Mix, the OG Chex cereal is Wheat Chex. It was introduced in 1937. Okay. Rice Chex was in 1950.
Okay.
It was in 1952 that the first advertisement for Chex Party Mix appeared in Life magazine with a recipe that included wheat and rice Chex. And then in 1958, corn Chex, my favorite Chex, joined the party and was added to the recipe. It was not until 1985 that someone at Rouse and Purina said, "Hey, we've got a popular recipe here. Why don't we sell it ourselves instead of putting it in bags?"
I am not older than bag Chex Mix. This is what I don't know.
Okay.
And another fun thing.
This is why none of my friends have recipes either, because we're all not older than the bagged Chex Mix. And this makes so much sense now. Okay.
Yeah. Like I took a bite of my Chex Mix earlier today and it was like this instant sweep of holiday nostalgia.
You don't get
from the bagged Chex Mix. It's missing. I think the special ingredient is love and the other one is extra butter.
I was just going to say, and butter. Yes.
Wow. But yes, bagged Chex Mix is not that old. And I think it's sort of in there.
It's been around for my entire life.
Wow.
We found the right cutoff for something.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Are you older than or younger than pre-made Chex Mix? This is the generational marker.
That's a good one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So, and then of course, Chex Mix is not the only commercially available party mix. We all know about Gardettos, Munchies. I'm a personal fan of the Utz Pub Mix.
Oh,
that one's very, very
that
tasty.
One is good.
Yeah.
But Chex Mix is the original and best.
Yep. It is. It is delicious.
So funny.
So in the process of this, I do not, my family is not one that we're like, we have our family recipe of Chex Mix. We all enjoy it. Someone will often make it, but there is no classic Chex Mix family tradition that I had to draw upon. So I decided I was just going to go looking for the Chex Mix recipe that I wanted to make, which I then sort of pieced together from a number of them.
Unsurprising.
As I do, exactly. But in the process, here is what I found for those of you out there. Chex Mix is incredibly forgiving. It's another of the classic ratio recipes.
Yeah.
It's less about specific quantities and specific ingredients and more about just getting the ratios right. And so what it essentially comes down to is 9 cups of cereal, your choice, but I know. And yet it's, if you want more than one cereal, that's like not even a half a box of a cereal each.
Yeah.
So 9 cups of cereal and then like 4 to 5 cups of mix-ins. And so those would be your nuts and your pretzels and your various other things that you want to mix in. And then comes the sauce, the stuff that gives it its addictive properties.
I don't know how I thought this was actually made because I didn't look up a real recipe. I just thought it was like naturally flavored as Chex Mix. I have no idea.
Basically, like if you make your own granola, it's savory granola with Chex. And I'm going to turn my microphone off again because you're right. The sauce is addictive.
It is.
But the sauce is just in the bag.
Oh, my goodness.
No. The bag doesn't have the sauce.
No.
The bag has some like weird technological substitution for the sauce.
Exactly. My world is like imploding in front of my brain right now.
My guess is with the bag, it was either like some sort of like spray on effect.
Probably.
I'm guessing it's like it's on a big conveyor belt and it's like there's like a mist of stuff that's like being sprayed upon it. But when you make it yourself, with that 9 cup to 4 to 5 cup sort of base of dry ingredients that you're working with, it seems like the majority of the recipes that I came across were calling for 8 to 12 tablespoons of butter.
Nice.
And so, of course, I used 12 tablespoons of butter.
Duh.
I should have done that.
Wait, you didn't use enough butter?
I thought I did.
Oh, no.
I know, because it feels like a lot, but it does. It all gets soaked in there. 6 tablespoons of Worcestershire, which
Where'd you get your recipe from?
I found a number of them.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you about my adventure later. Yeah. You just tell me about yours.
Oh, no.
So.
Regret.
No. Not with party mix.
No, not serious regret.
Oh, no.
Mild regret.
Yeah. Oh. So, yes. So let me just walk through what I did. So, yes, I decided I wanted a sweet and savory version. And I was like, and why not a little spicy as well? Because you know how I roll. I like them all. I want all the flavors at once. This surprises no one who's listened to any of these before.
On brand.
And so, yes, my recipe that I went with, 12 tablespoons of butter, 6 tablespoons of Worcestershire, 1/2 cup of honey.
Ooh.
1/2 cup of sriracha. Now, actually,
wow.
What I made had 1/3 cup. And I honestly feel like there is a hint of spice with a 1/3 cup of sriracha. And while that, I do want a very broadly friendly party mix, I feel like it would still be broadly friendly with just a little more zing.
Yeah.
So I would, what I've put in this recipe, how I would make it would actually be 1/2 cup, not 1/3 cup.
I feel like you can get away with a little bit more when it's sweet too.
Mm-hmm,
it balances out nicely.
And I think that is probably part of what sort of cut it down a little
honey
bit.
Honey sriracha. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. And then I actually used just 2 teaspoons of salt. Most of the recipes I saw were usually more than that. But I was like, I feel like that's actually one of the things I dislike sometimes about party mix is when it's too salty.
Mm.
So I decided 2 teaspoons of salt. And I was like, well, I could always modify it if I feel like it needs more. And I didn't feel like it actually needed more. So I chose, for my dry combo, I chose to use, like I said, 1/2 wheat, 1/2 rice Chex. And then I went with Bugles and peanuts of the lightly salted variety. Some pretzels. I used the least amount of pretzels of those because pretzels aren't my thing. But I know many people like them, so I included some. And then I chose to also use banana chips.
Ooh, twist!
Because I thought they would be tasty with the sriracha. I thought it would be good, and it was.
Ooh.
Now, in the batch that I made, I also, because I wanted to be all the things as usual, and so I also added dried pineapple.
Oh,
but it was too much. It didn't work. And so I have not included that in the recipe that will be posted. I did in the research, I noted that people were saying that if you're adding in like a dried fruit, don't put that in when you're baking it. Mix that in at the end so that it doesn't get hard and crusty. And so I did not mix it in until the end. But I still felt like it wasn't right. I thought it would be just as delightful as the banana chips, but it wasn't right.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you try things and you're like, eh, that didn't work. Yeah. It's still very tasty and it's a lot has been eaten already. I just, the next time I make it, I would just only use the banana chips because that was great. It was a nice additional crunch and added to that little bit of, you know, little sweetness to the mix. And basically when you're doing this, I also saw a variety of bake times, but the ones that I saw most consistently seemed to be calling for a longer, lower baking time. And so I went with the 275 for an hour, stirring every 15 minutes. And then I chose at the end for the last 15 minutes to bump it up to 350. And it was not burned, but it was browned. It was not burned at all. It was definitely brown. And I was like, maybe next time I would only bump it up to like 325. And I would still increase it for that last amount of time. But I would go only to 325 next time for the last 15 minutes. And then you basically, it comes out of the oven and you're a little concerned. You're like, this is not as crunchy as I imagined it would be. It gets crunchy. It crisps up as it cools.
Yeah.
So when it first comes out, there's like a bit of a stickiness to it. It's soft. And so as it cools off, though, it gets delightfully crunchy and crispy, and it is just fantastic. I also found that this recipe, I don't know if Tupperware back in the day, if they decided, like, they were like, we want to make a container that is specifically made to fit a recipe of Chex Mix.
They probably did.
That is a symbiotic relationship.
I know.
For sure.
Yes.
So I used my grandmother's green giant Tupperware. It's the 274-12 rendition. I don't know how much it holds because they don't make these anymore, but
it's big.
If you know your Tupperware, you know the one I'm talking about. Mine has my grammy's name written on it in Sharpie on both the lid and the bowl,
as is very appropriate.
Yes.
But that's okay. It works great.
Ooh.
And yeah, it turned out delicious. I brought it to work today. We were listening to a bunch of new missionaries give their presentation, and we were giving feedback during orientation as they were going through that. And I was like, I will bring the snack mix to make it a little more of a festive occasion.
That worked out.
It did. So that's the approach that I took with my party mix. Now, Rachel, I am not at all surprised to hear that you chose to go the more classic route. And I feel it is on brand and totally appropriate for this episode. We should hear. Tell us more about the classic.
The classic, aka the one on the back of the wheat Chex. And if you're going to buy wheat Chex for this recipe, you have to buy name brand wheat Chex because they don't make store brand wheat Chex because nobody likes wheat Chex. But because of that, they are safe to put the recipe on the back of the box because they know that if someone's buying it, there's like a 50-50 chance they're buying it to make Chex Mix.
Recipe.
That's amazing.
What I have here, I'm looking online and we'll link to this in the show notes. This was the recipe I started with. Like Erin, I didn't stick to it absolutely because I wanted to share this nostalgic experience with my children of having real homemade Chex Mix. But I knew that I would need to make some tweaks to make it a little more kid friendly. But I'll give you the original recipe first. You start with your dry ingredients in a large bowl. Three cups corn Chex,
okay.
3 cups rice Chex, 3 cups wheat Chex.
Nine cups of cereal.
Mm-hmm. 1 cup mixed nuts, which in the classic recipe, it's always the mixed nuts that are like half peanuts. Because that's what they sell.
Yes.
1 cup bite-sized pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
1 cup garlic flavor bite-sized bagel chips or regular-sized bagel chips broken into 1-inch pieces. Good luck finding these unless you want to buy a bag of Gardettos and fish them out yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got your your dry ingredients and then you make mm-hmm. your sauce. Now, mm-hmm. I should have done more research because mm-hmm. here's the sauce they recommend for this. Mm-hmm. 6 tablespoons butter or margarine.
Mm. Oh, 2
tablespoons.
Saved.
Worcestershire sauce. Yeah.
To the like the fear in the 90s of fat. And yep. they're like, oh, it's too much.
Too much. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually saw an alternate recipe where you could make it with 3 tablespoons of margarine.
No. Oh. No.
Wow. Right.
I did not try that.
Okay. No.
So 6 tablespoons butter or margarine, uh-huh. 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, 1.5 teaspoons seasoned salt.
Mm, okay. Yeah. That gives a little boost.
Yeah. 3/4 teaspoon garlic powder. And judging mm-hmm. by my breath right now, I could have taken that down to 1/2 a teaspoon. uh-huh. And 1/2 teaspoon onion powder.
Okay.
And,
okay.
All right. So the classic way to prepare this, the way my mother mm-hmm. would have prepared it back in the day, is you get a roasting pan, you put your butter in the bottom, melt it in the oven, mix mm-hmm. in your seasonings. Mm-hmm. In the roasting pan and then slowly yes. add your ingredients until they're well blended. And I was like, a roasting pan is not the best place to do this. So I put it in a big mixing bowl and I made my sauce in the microwave and made sure it was really well mixed. And uh-huh. then I made sure everything else was really well mixed. And then I put it in the roasting pan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is probably how I would do it in the future. I'm looking at this online recipe. And it looks like Chex thinks that you can make the entire thing in the microwave.
Oh,
that you would microwave uncovered on high for 5 to 6
mm-hmm.
minutes, thoroughly stirring every 2 minutes. This does not sound like it would get me the proper crunch. I feel like it's worth turning on the oven for this. But their recipe on the back of the cereal box that I used mm-hmm. called for a 250 oven for 1 hour, stirring every 15 minutes.
Okay. All right.
So when I made this, what did I do? Obviously, I had to leave out the bagel chips, which was a shame because the whole family loves those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, I had to leave out the nuts.
Oh, because your kids are not nut. They don't
eat. Nuts are not a very, like, even the kids who aren't allergic to them, which is kind of rare these days.
Yeah.
It is not the sort of delicacy that many, mm-hmm. I've had any kids who liked before they were like 15.
Mm.
So,
okay. Man, I grew up on cashews.
Okay. I know, right? Anyway, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
Maybe I could have done just peanuts, but anyway. So what I did buy pine nuts, and the kids vetoed those outright. So I put an unopened bag of pine nuts if anyone needs a bag of
pine nuts. Pine nuts, that's like, isn't that expensive? How could... Pine nuts are like the most expensive option you could have chosen.
But don't worry. They,
nuts.
They will get eaten.
Yes, I know.
No fear. I need an excuse to buy pine nuts for myself.
Oh, the kids said, no. Oh, darn. I can't. I'm going to have to use some.
I guess
other
I have some
way.
Extra.
So I mixed the mixed nuts and mixed the garlic bagel chips.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead, I added in, what did I add in? Okay, I added in oyster crackers because I was curious.
Oh, yeah.
I figured they would absorb things pretty well.
Absolutely.
Yes. Goldfish crackers because mm-hmm. I thought the kids would eat Definitely. Anything with goldfish crackers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this was my own innovation, and I'm really proud of this. I'm going to do this again. Parmesan crisps.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yes.
Like that idea.
That's a great
and
idea.
And since I had 4 cups of mix-ins instead of the 3 cups that their recipe called uh-huh. for, I upped my butter to a full stick of butter, 8 tablespoons.
Oh, good.
Good job.
Good choice.
Yeah. Honestly, though, I could have gone 12 and some extra Worcestershire sauce, and it would not have, like, so next time I make this, I'm going to do like 1.5 sticks of butter.
Okay.
I'm going to do at Absolutely. Least 3 table, or no.
Yes.
Oh, wait, you had how many? You had 6 teaspoons?
6 tablespoons.
6 table. That's a lot. Like, I would probably do 3 or 4.
One is what it was with mine. Yeah. No, you could absolutely do like 3-1 or something like
I
that.
I would keep the seasoned salt. I would cut down mm-hmm. the garlic powder just because I can't handle mm-hmm. a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
Onion powder, I would keep the same. But mm-hmm. it, like the smell was just like I remembered it.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest child thought it smelled bad.
No.
I pulled it out. The taste was just like I remembered it, like pure nostalgia.
Yeah.
And
Worcestershire is known for having, like, it brings the umami flavor.
Absolutely.
It brings the umami sensation. And since you also had the Parmesan crisps, those are also bringing the umami. So yeah. I think
the Parmesan with the Worcestershire
combination, you don't need extra Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was it. Was the Parmesan crisps were like almost too flavorful, if that's possible. Soaked with Worcestershire and then baked till they're crisp.
So good.
But that's why I only put one cup in, which is ironically just what comes in a bag. So that it was an occasional burst of excitement, but not so much as to be just overwhelming.
Yeah.
So let's see. Oldest child. Ooh, yeah, I gave her a bite and she said, I'm going to have a bowl of this.
Okay.
Good.
Middle daughter said, yummy.
Okay.
Son, he said it was delicious. Mm. Youngest daughter tried a bite and she's like, I don't like it. So, all right.
Okay. 3 out of 4, though.
Hey, that's.
Yeah, I know. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Yeah. She just went and got herself a bowl of goldfish crackers on their own and was happy as can be. Like,
hey, just,
it was the flavor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's even if I had selected for all kid friendly stuff, like nothing but cereal and goldfish crackers. And next time, by the way, if I make it for my family, I will probably leave out the oyster crackers, which were good. But I would double the goldfish crackers.
Okay.
That really
sort of
upped the, I don't know, excitement difference.
Right.
Goldfish being
like,
what they
and
are.
Visually, like visually, it's
They're
a,
cute.
It's a
I
nice
used the, I used the colorful ones too. So it added a pop of color, like purple and green.
Very nice.
Nice choice.
Yeah. It was really nice. Mm-hmm. And the mix is almost gone 4 hours after I made it. So
as it,
I think it was a hit. I missed the nuts. If I were making it for myself, I'd put the nuts back in. But that's okay. I was making it for them. I wanted them to have the original homemade Chex Mix experience.
Yeah.
And they have, and I think they understand what the fuss is about now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. Now, Sarah, you also, at least you have a favorite mix. Although after all these comments, I have to wonder, like, what on earth your favorite party mix entails, since you're like, this is baked?
There's a lot that I don't know about party mix, because my favorite comes in a bag.
Tell us more about your...
So this actually explains a lot about the recipe that I have, because it is not anything anywhere. I mean, it might be in the same ballpark, but maybe across the street from your ballpark.
Okay.
Is that street like a 4-lane boulevard?
I may have slightly missed the assignment on this one, because I just did not know that's what we were doing. I do have Chex in my recipe. However, I do love party mix of the bagged variety, because I didn't realize that you actually just make, like, making your own is a real thing. I love the corn Chex are my favorite, and the little rye chips, definitely a favorite. And I did have to look up if you can buy them separately. And I think you can get them online if you really want them. So they're in my recipe, because I was like, can you even get these separately?
Yeah.
But my recipe does not include butter, or it does include butter, but not Worcestershire sauce.
Okay.
Yes. So puppy chow is my favorite way to use Chex cereal.
True.
You know,
puppy
this-
chow is another. You can also make that, FYI. You probably were born after they stopped.
Oh, no, I have made. I've made puppy chow from scratch. I did not realize you could buy it in bags. So
it goes as Muddy Buddies in the bags.
Another line in the
sand. Because
you're in the in between.
Yes, I am in between the bagged varieties of snacks, apparently. Yes. So puppy chow was an incredibly important part of my childhood. And when, so I asked Luther if there was a recipe that he liked for party mix, because when we do these recipe things, I'm like, I don't know. I don't eat normal food.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you should make something that you would make. And I was like, well, I love puppy chow. So I wonder if you can make a party mix out of puppy chow. Turns out you can.
Uh-huh.
There are recipes for it online. Yeah. I didn't really follow any of them because I didn't like them.
Okay.
So My grade school friend introduced me to Puppy Chow and also Muddy Buddies, but I definitely did not grow up with the name Muddy Buddies. It was it was absolutely Puppy Chow. Yeah. And as I was researching the same stuff that Rachel was researching about how Chex came about, I was like, why is this called Puppy Chow? And it's because Purina, the cat and dog and horse and other animal food brand, made the Puppy Chow like actual like dog chow and cat chow, and then when they made Chex they called it human chow, which is just weird.
So that was the original name of Chex, was human chow.
Named it human chow, but it wasn't
Chex or like Muddy Buddies.
Chex. They called it Human Chow originally, but it like not like a name brand, but that was what they were calling it.
Like it was like a nickname.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like when you worked for Purina, you're like, this
was like back in the 30s. Okay. So like when they were first originally coming out with all of it, you know, wartime, the soldiers were calling their stuff chow. So it made sense in context, in cultural context. Less weird than it would be now.
Humans. That's great.
Right. So that is eventually how Puppy Chow snack became called Puppy Chow, because I didn't realize Purina made Chex. That was something else I learned during this episode. So it's legendary, and apparently a lot of people got their own recipes, or they started like creating these recipes around the early 2000s of like formalizing them and Purina, like people writing them down. And this makes a lot of sense, because this would have been about the time that I was introduced to Puppy Chow in the early 2000s in grade school. Like late 90s, early 2000s. That's about the time that it was super popular in like pop culture. Also, it was apparently a very popular thing in Midwestern middle school home economics classes. Definitely a thing in my middle school. I mean, it was middle school when it was a huge thing for us. So we're like, oh, it's Puppy Chow. So yes. So my inspiration came from a recipe from Bon Appetit, and she has her own add-ins, and I was like, those are lame. Sorry, but I picked my own.
Okay.
So this, again, makes 5 quarts, so still a gigantic recipe.
Yes.
1 12-ounce box of rice Chex, which is about 10 cups, so that's still in the ballpark. 7 ounces of chocolate, 3/4 cup of peanut butter, 1/4 cup of butter, teaspoon and a half of salt, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 2 1/2 cups of powdered sugar. That's for the actual like Puppy Chow.
Yeah.
And then her add-ins were M&M's, peanuts, and pretzels. And I was like, but this is Puppy Chow is already chocolate and peanut butter. So I don't want to add more chocolate and peanut butter. Okay. The pretzels I'm cool with. I like those.
Yeah.
That was part of my recipe. But then I was like, what can I do to add some depth of flavor to this? Because we've got chocolate and peanut butter and a little bit of pretzel. So I would propose adding rye chips, maybe with the garlic, because that would be a fun little burst of flavor with.
It's a bold choice.
I would go with the plain, if you can get plain ones.
Plain bagel chips with no garlic.
I would do plain. Garlic might be a bit much, especially because I would also put butterscotch chips in this bold, rounded flavor.
Not melted in, mixed in.
Just mixed in.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Puppy Chow, rye chips, but preferably not flavored other than just rye.
Okay.
That'd be a lot. Mm-hmm. Butterscotch chips and those cute little I like the skinny pretzels. Those are fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just make the Puppy Chow. So this is like totally a different recipe then. You make the Puppy Chow with chocolate, peanut butter, butter, salt, melt it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pour the chocolate mix over the cereal and you mix all that together really well, and then you let it cool. Then you put it in a different bowl, you put all your powdered sugar in, you mix that around a whole bunch, and then you spread it out on your trays, you put more powdered sugar on it, and then you just let it cool. So there's no baking involved in Puppy Chow.
Got it.
No baked
Chex Mix. That's why I was like, well, how do you bake party mix? I didn't have to bake mine. I wasn't making party mix, apparently.
Well, and I have to say, Sarah, aside from the rye chips, you have just described, I set out to make a kid-friendly Chex Mix, and I failed. I made a teenager-friendly Chex Mix.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The one child, still proper child in the mix, asked if we could make Puppy Chow instead.
Yeah.
So,
and I said, no, we're making Chex Mix. But I thought afterward, that is actually the kid friendly Chex Mix. Yeah. Yeah,
I would swap out rye chips with goldfish.
Oh, yes.
And then you would have a kid friendly one.
It would add a little savory, yeah, but not anything weird.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That familiarity is really key.
Yeah. Yeah. That would work really well.
And the great thing about Puppy Chow, Muddy Buddies, whatever you call it, is that if you've got one of those peanut allergies, you can make it with almond butter and it works just as well.
Ooh.
My sister-in-law
butter
has done that. Or sun butter. Any of the butters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that peanut or almond, they have the best flavor, but any of the butters.
Yeah.
Whatever butter your allergy profile will allow, you can make the Muddy Buddies out of it. And they have allergy-friendly chocolate too. So it's a great, great possibility.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I was aiming for a savory and I ended up with a very sweet, which is how it worked out. And that's it. You make your puppy chow. You want to, it's good when it has lots of clumps in it. So if you like, can keep some of it clumped together, but then you just, after you let it chill, you just put your mixture in a bowl and toss it again. And then put some more powdered sugar. There's so much powdered sugar in this. And then you just add in your add-ins and mix it all up and there you go. Easy enough. So totally different, but still really good.
Now I want to make dessert Chex Mix. Ooh. Want your recipe, because you're right, Erin. I have a whole lot of Chex that did not go into my mind.
I know. Hey, Puppy Chow.
I was thinking, now that we're like bringing back make it yourself Chex Mix, what Chex really needs to sell next is a box that has exactly 9 cups of cereal, 3 wheat, 3 rice, 3 corn, so that you can just open the box, dump it in a bowl, and you can make your Chex Mix from there with all the butter you like.
Beautiful. Right. Yeah.
That would be
What's it really would. Fun, too, is that they make like all of the bags of seasonally colored M&Ms. So if you wanted to put M&Ms in this, you could make a Halloween one with your Halloween M&Ms. You can make a Christmas one with your Christmas M&Ms and maybe add some like peppermint chips in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can make this very seasonally appropriate with color if you wanted to.
Yeah. I think the only risk with that, if you're dealing with Muddy Buddies, is if you get too much powdered sugar, then that can coat the M&Ms and sort of ruin your color.
Yeah.
Color profile there. But if you could just put them on top right before you were going to serve and then you have cool pops of color.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really, putting chocolate in a recipe that already has chocolate and it feels just like doubling up, I would do something.
I don't see why. There is no problem here.
I just wanted something different.
I'm not at all surprised that we have tackled the challenge of Party Mix and come at it from arrived at three totally different places that are each, honestly, I would eat any of these. They all three sound delicious. Yeah. And it is party season.
Yep.
Party season is upon us. So we basically from here for the next solid 3 to 4 months, it's party season if you bring it all the way through Super Bowl. So
Yeah.
Well,
you're
prepared
now.
I hope this has encouraged people to realize I don't have to buy it in a bag.
Yeah.
It's super easy, like 5 minutes of prep and an hour of baking. And you've got a product that is vastly superior to anything that you can buy in the store. You can do this. Just if you follow the original Chex Party Mix recipe, please add extra butter. Don't make my mistake.
So much deliciousness in one episode. Ladies, I hope you've been inspired to make your own party mix. If you've just discovered this is a thing, congratulations. You can now make your own party mix and it's going to be amazing for all of your parties during this party season. We would love to know what your favorite recipe is or if you've been inspired to add something new in. Maybe you want to.
That reminds me. I forgot one thing suggestion someone's had.
Yeah.
There was one person who said she saw a recipe that included bacon fat.
Oh.
So I'm intrigued, especially since it bakes at a low temperature.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it has potential that you could sub bacon fat for some. I don't think I would sub it for all, but for some of the butter,
ooh,
I feel like that could be another really interesting savory addition. Sorry, yeah. I meant to mention it before and I forgot. And then you're like, if you have a special ingredient, and I suddenly
bacon
remembered
fat.
It. So,
oh, and if that were the case, you could get like snack sticks and cut them up in little pieces and yeah. have an actual pop of sausage in with your bacon.
That would be intriguing,
yes,
wouldn't
you
it?
Could.
Yeah.
The options are literally endless.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I saw someone else suggested wasabi peas. And I was like, I'm going for kid friendly this time, but next time, there will be a next time.
That's a danger ingredient if you're trying to aim at kids.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
High risk.
All right. So, ladies, if you've been inspired to try something wild and crazy in your party mix, we want to know for sure so we can all benefit from this shared knowledge. You can comment on this episode or share your pictures of your party mix in our Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, and also on our Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. Follow us in both of those places. You can find all of our episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Oh, it's an email from Trish. What's this? Oh, Trisha's favorite party mix. Awesome. All right, what'd she say? Hello, I hope I am not too late to include my party mix recipe in the Ladies Lounge party mix episode. Well, I can throw this in. Why not? I actually just made a party mix the other day by accident. I was making chocolate dipped Oreos and pretzel turtles for a work function. That sounds delicious. This is definitely an eyeball it recipe because I just dumped in all my leftover ingredients. So I'm kind of extrapolating here. Here's what you need. 1 1-pound bag of mini pretzels, 1 20-ounce package of white almond bark, 1 sharing-size bag of M&Ms. Sprinkles to taste. Oh my goodness, that's so Trish. Other add-ins, peanuts, raisins, coconut? Okay. Basically melt the almond bark according to package instructions in a 4-quart mixing bowl. Combine the pretzels, M&Ms, and any other add-ins. Gently fold the melted almond bark. When evenly coated, lay out the mix on a sheet of wax or parchment paper in as much of a single layer as possible and refrigerate to set. Sincerely, spiritual trail mix expert Trish. I wonder if she got a certification just to submit this recipe. Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at kfuo.org/give. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast is underwritten in part by Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF translates, publishes, distributes, and introduces books that are Bible-based, Christ-centered, and Reformation-driven. Learn more about their global ministry and how to support their projects at lhfmissions.org.